The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Patriots have a new quarterback. The Cam Newton watch is finally over.
I like.
The veteran QB is also reportedly, quote, hungrier than ever.
Cam Newton can move with that football.
There goes Cam.
It's the quarterback draw.
Cam Newton can add a dynamic aspect.
To the highlight reel, that one. Somersault for the touchdown.
The legend goes on.
He's going to be difficult to defend.
Superman, Cam Newton.
.12:07 on a Monday afternoon. Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. Joe Murray's in with us. We just heard the audio from the video that the Patriots put out for Cam Newton. A hype video. That's the only way to describe it. It's a hype video. And, you know, to me, I look at that and I say, well, looks like he's a quarterback. I mean, they don't do this for just anybody. And I know we were told Jared Stidham, but I don't know. I haven't seen enough from Jared Stidham. Cam Newton, I know. Cam Newton, now that he's a quarterback. So Greg Bedard wrote, okay, slow down. Do the Patriots believe that if Newton stays healthy in camp, whenever that is, that he's the odds-on favorite to be the starter? Yes. But if you think that's a given, since he's needed rotator cuff surgery after his last two seasons, you're crazy. He could indeed have a chronic shoulder problem that needs monitoring and could cut into his camp reps. But if you think, before Newton has done one single thing as a Patriot, that he's locked up the starting quarterback position, then that would mean completely ignoring the previous 20 years of Bill Belichick's tenure with the Patriots. Or, as one Patriot source put it, you think Bill gives a bleep about any of that? I'm kind of disappointed you'd even ask.
Huh. That's so, that last part right there, that's the one that resonates with me.
That
just being around Bill, knowing that I don't care about any of this stuff. You know what he's doing? He's putting 90 guys out there that he thinks gives his teams the best shot to win because he got this guy at such a deal, at such a steal, that, man, if he's right, jackpot city. Because if he was the guy, they would have targeted him from day one of March. They would have found a way to sign him. They found a way to sign Antonio Brown last year when they had no cap space, okay? If they want you, they sign you. They go get you. And maybe this helps Cam from the standpoint of, you know, not being around the team, not having time throwing sessions, that maybe he can be a plug-and-play guy if we change the offense so much to simplify things for him, where maybe we only run it 40% of what we normally throw at guys at 100. And we'll just go with that being weird times, shortened. I just bit my tongue in. I bit it earlier. Oh, my God. Shortened times limits you to what you can and what you can't teach and implement, especially with a new guy and young team and different operating circumstances. You know, COVID-19, everything they're dealing with, that maybe that benefits Cam a little bit. See, I just think it benefits Stidham being around the team that, okay, he already should have it a little bit ingrained in him. I think it's too condensed right now for Cam to just say, you're the guy, go run with it. They don't do that here. They don't do hype videos. They'll just hand it over to you after a guy that has done it the right way for 20 years. Well, Zoe, team leader, earn my job, parking spot, everything. You know, I don't know. It's a weird feel to me. That's all.
I give Bedard,
something's weird about this.
I give Bedard a lot of credit for this column in the Boston Sports Journal because it answers a lot of the questions we've been asking since this thing came out. First and foremost, have they ever done this before? Well, first of all, his conclusion is that the video doesn't mean anything. Okay, so we'll get that right off the top. That Bill doesn't care about any of this stuff. The video doesn't mean anything. But what about all the questions we had about it? For instance, have they ever done this before? So he says, well, let's go back and look at the tweet that announced the last big-name free agent to sign here, Stephon Gilmore. Okay?
Yep.
New England Patriots. And here's the tweet. Hashtag Patriots sign CB Stephon Gilmore. The player photo and the Patriot, and then like a link to the press release, a very bare bones, minimalistic, business as usual type of
thing. 3 years ago, though. 3 years ago now. Times have changed. Now it's about new NFL. We got teams and websites. Bang, bang, bang. We got to get social media stuff out there.
Okay, social media. It's glad a competitive. You brought that up. So we know who this person is, Zoe. We know who runs this department. You know her. I know her. Cecily. You know Cecily?
I'm not going to throw names out there, but yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well,
But Cecily doesn't create this. Okay. Cecily presses send.
Okay, and here's what it comes down to. Again, this is Bedard's column here. And I don't know how to pronounce her last name. She was one of the people on the Drive for Five bus, and I never knew how to pronounce her last name. Is it Fonza? I'm not sure. But Cecily's great.
Fonzie say, hey.
Not Fonzie. But everybody who works with Cecily says the same thing. It's like, pro, right? Good to work with, right?
She's great. Solid.
Solid, right? Mm. She is the director of content strategy at the Patriots. She is responsible for the social media, right? Especially when it comes to the Patriots, all right? Back in 2017, she was barely out of the PR department as a social media manager, pretty close to one-person brand. But now, by the way, Cecily has long been a rock star from media relations department, has always been top-notch from the top to the intern, so it's not a surprise to see her continue to flourish in her new role. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is part of the department here. Now, it also says in Bedard's column here today, 3 years ago, hype videos weren't all that big in official NFL social media circles. Now it's part of the job that receives many more resources within the teams. For instance, the schedule release, and they had the stuff with Bill's dog and the stuff from Nantucket. Football operations may have in previous years kept a strong eye in the public relations department when it came to announcements, but it's come to realize that times have changed. Business still needs to be done, and allowing a hype video here and there is not going to affect the football team. So I think what Bedard says, his opinion, and his answering of some of these questions here jibes with what you say. Football ops previously really, really kept a close eye in the PR department, but they understand now it's something that needs to be done, and you just have to accept that things are going to be said on social that don't it's all part of the same team.
No relation to football,
but
right?
But people get it now, and people understand, and stuff is going to be put out there, and it is what it is. It has
okay.
It certainly doesn't indicate any roster decisions have already been made from the Patriots side. That's
all right,
what Bedard says, and that's what I think that's the point of his piece.
So if Bill is going to control videos like that, then he's got to control which jerseys are elevated. When you first walk in that pro shop, there's like six big ones. It's like Hightower, McCourty, used to be Brady, Edelman. And okay, you really think Bill controls that too?
No.
I think this thing is so big. The brand is so big, as we've talked about with, you know, KSP and trying to do creative pieces to give you an inside look at the organization, that it just exploded. You know, to the point where, okay, football can't control everything, even though it would probably like to. In Bill's perfect world, he would like to control everything within that building. But I think even he understands, you want to put a video out there? Go ahead. Knock your effing self out. Go put every video you want. That doesn't mean crap.
Oh, this thing is bothering the hell out of me about a damn hype video. I'm sorry. Whoa. I can't take this anymore.
Whoa.
Cam Newton's a former MVP and played in the Super Bowl. They want someone to come in here to replace Tom Brady and put a little spike into the team, right? You look at this team. They're doing all these, like, rankings of people all in football.
Oh.
We got one in there with Joe Tooney this week.
Oh.
No quarterback, no wide receiver, no running back. And it's like, you know what? Can we actually get a little spirit on the team? Can we actually add some talent to the team? That's what the Patriots did with Cam Newton. We're all keep looking at this damn hype video. It's like, you know what? That's what Cam Newton does. He gets people hype. He does dabs. He gives footballs to kids. He does the Superman. Like, I'm sick of watching this damn video and wondering if he's going to be the starter or not. The team's boring as hell since Tom Brady left, and they need something fun to do. This was something fun. Do we like fun? I like fun. Cam Newton seems to be fun. Why are we dissecting this damn video? It's bothering me. We've been doing this for a week. I know you've been out for a week, Zoe. I can't do it anymore.
Do you think the hype video indicates in any way that the Patriots feel that he's going to be the starting quarterback?
I just couldn't take it.
Where'd that come from?
Do you think that
holy hell.
Do you think the hype video indicates in any way, shape, or form that the Patriots feel he's the starting quarterback of this
No.
team? Okay.
But
so,
I do
so
think
you
that
agree
the
with
That's
Bernard.
My point.
So you agree with
I
Bernard.
Think he's going. No, I don't.
Every
agree.
Fan
I
does,
disagree,
though.
I disagree with
Fancy, you persuade. This is what you do.
The mix, okay?
My kid thinks he's the starter now.
You know what, though? I think
you're controlling minds. This is mind control.
Okay.
I say no to mind control.
It's like Smokey. He's got mind control over Devo, right?
Right.
I think he's a starter.
It's like putting chips in people. No,
listen, I think the hype video makes it official.
I do think he's a starter for one reason.
There's people tracking my phone.
There's no preseason. Stidham's not even going to be able. They're not even going to have a competition.
Okay, stop right there, Zoe. You answer him on the other side because Zoe thinks that Stidham is going to be the starter for the exact same reason. Am I right, Zoe? Is that fair to say?
Bam.
Okay.
Yes.
He'll explain it to you after this, Joe.
We're going north.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. Joe Murray's here. Joe Murray just said he knows that Cam Newton is going to be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots this fall because there's not going to be a traditional training camp and there's not going to be a preseason. I believe Scott Zolak will tell you that Jared Stidham is going to be the starting quarterback for the Patriots for that very same reason. And he's going to explain it right now. Scott?
I believe Jared's going to be the starter from the people that I talk to, people that I trust, players, people tied to the team, team captains, the way they speak of Jared Stidham and the work he has put in. A lot of people thought Jared Stidham was on a two-week vacation, you know, on a wedding tour down in Texas, which he did go to a wedding. They spent some time with family. Worked out every day. Worked out every day with pro-caliber receivers.
Okay, but
that's what I was told. So
okay, but in addition,
people think he took real quick here. People thought he just said, you know, once I got cleared from here and after they signed Cam Newton, I'm done. I'm gonna go spend time with family. I'm not gonna do anything until I return to camp. Kid worked out every day, from what I'm told.
Okay, but. In addition to that, the fact that he's already
post. Yeah,
he's already been here and he has a better understanding of what the team is and what they're doing and of the playbook and everything else, I think to that end, you think he's got a better shot at getting the starting job too.
I just think that this is an offense that has evolved for 20 years here. Going back to the days Charlie Weiss took Ron Earhart's offense, tweaked it, made it good for what Tom Brady did here at the beginning of the 0-1 season, to where they set records for passes thrown under 2 yards to athletes really that weren't that great. Not premier high-end wide receivers on the outside. Troy Brown was your best guy. But they found the way to get rid of the football and do it in a high-efficiency type manner. That evolved over the years to where Billy O'Brien took it. He advanced it. Josh took it. You know, and then came back, took it even further. Brady, with the help of Brady, you know, they advanced it to the point where now, you know, you got a guy in Brian Hoyer. Why is Brian Hoyer here? And I know you don't like Brian Hoyer's name there, Joe Murray, Hardy, Beetle, anybody on the station. But even Felger's been on this where Brian Hoyer could come in here and function. This team could have a winning record with Brian Hoyer. I do believe that.
I believe it too.
Because why is he here? Because the guy knows the system. He knows the offense that in a case of emergency, he could get out there and function well enough to get through a 3-hour game and maybe give a team a chance to win the football game that day.
All right,
maybe against inferior competition, but why'd you bring him back? Because he knows the system. This is all prior Cam Newton. Keep Cam Newton out of this. Jared Stidham sat in meetings with Brady, with McDaniels, with Belichick, who continually met with him as to why we do this offense. Why do we do this? We do it because of this. When Tom couldn't go last year, which Bill told us, it was seamless again with Stid. That's what he said, Stid, not Stidham. Stid just kept it rolling. Same way a guy by the name of Jimmy Garoppolo kept that thing rolling. And it gets ingrained in you because you sit there and you do walkthrough after walkthrough after walkthrough after meeting, after morning quarterback meetings, after film study on your own, and then everything becomes second nature to you. I just don't know how Cam Newton's going to do this in 35 days and be ready to go. Unless it's some completely different offense that's going to run at 40% efficiency.
What I think here, though, is there's so much support from the teammates when Cam Newton signed with the Patriots. Like, so much support. Like, the McCord. So many guys.
Well, you get excited because it's a big name.
Well, no, but like, I think they're going to rally around Cam Newton. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Both guys went to Auburn. They both ran the same exact offense.
Gus Malzahn.
Gus Malzahn ran both. What did Stidham do there? Yeah, he beat Alabama, but he gave the ball to Kerryon Johnson 40 times a game. Like, and I'm not comparing their college careers.
No, you can't. Go back. Cam had nothing around him. Went 14-0.
Cam was unbelievable. That's what I'm trying to say. Cam's a pure talent. Cam can be coached by the greatest coach of all time, and it will work. I mean, it's up to Josh McDaniels to figure it out, but
it's fast, though, Joe. It's fast.
Listen, I don't think it has anything to do with a playbook or anything like that. Cam Newton's a better athlete than Jared Stidham, and that's what's going to put him on the football field right away.
He's probably a better athlete than anybody on that team.
And he might be able to figure it out and not turn the ball over as much as maybe Stidham can. And I'm looking at Mohamed Sanu's working out with Jared Stidham today. He's on his Instagram. Hey, Stiddy.
Stidham doesn't post. Stidham doesn't post. That's the thing.
Well, his wife does.
It's quiet.
His wife does.
Yeah. Eat the salad, kid. Eat the salad, boy. Keep eating.
How's the salad?
Yummy. Good.
Anyway, I don't dislike. I like Stidham. If you're a Patriots fan, you're rooting for Stidham because you want this kid to rise and have that salary cap number so low. The reason why Cam Newton's here and the reason why Hoyer is here is because they're cheap. The Patriots aren't even paying Hoyer this year. He's here. The Colts are.
Like totality, 2.775 for all three combined.
But that's why they're here, though. It's not because of they know the system. They're not paying these guys. And if Cam Newton plays up to his potential, he'll make $6.5 million, which won't happen. He won't make that much money. I just think that they're not going to change anything for Cam Newton being here. Cam Newton actually did what the Patriots have is actually better than anything Carolina had ever. So I think Cam Newton could work out. It's just if he's healthy. He's the starting quarterback.
Okay, so all the guys that put the Google eyes out there, like when they signed him, and you said, okay, great response from the team. Team does a fantastic job bringing in an outside guy into the locker room because that's the environment Bill has created. We accept anybody. We bring them in, and we're going to roll with these guys, and they're going to be part of our team. So here's what's dangerous with a guy like Cam. I think he's very individualistic, and I think – you know, he likes pumping himself. He likes to pump his own tires, which isn't bad. You got to have swagger to play the position. I like that. What if things don't look great once the preseason games start? Or you see, boy, the timing's not there. And he can't be the guy. Can he be a number two?
I don't think.
And will that create division within a team? See, I think the locker room's too good to create division within that locker room.
I don't think they will know it. I don't.
That's the thing. I don't either. I think it's all or nothing with this guy.
So you think he's going to be cut?
I think it'll be cut or traded. I think that's part of the deal.
How are they going to trade him, though? How are they going to trade him?
I don't know. I mean, they traded
Jacoby Brissett. Nobody else wanted
him. He became a starter. Who wanted Brissett? He was going to get cut. You know what I mean? He became it. Things happen in this league. Injuries happen.
Yeah, but at one point,
Brissett was around for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your offense became a good pro. You
know? Let's grab a call here. Let's go to Andrew in Warwick. Andrew on Cam Newton. Go ahead. You're on with Hardy and Zoe and Joe Murray. What's up, Andrew?
Hi, guys. Love the show. Regular listener, first-time caller. I mean, I think it was just a pure business decision for them to not only, get Cam Newton, ultimately not the way they did. I didn't anticipate that. But I think that maybe ownership and within the organization, they could sense some of the staleness with the fan base and heading into the new season with, you know, lacking Tom Brady and 2 decades and what he's done. I think they had to ramp up the fan base and give us something exciting to look forward to coming into this new season. I still think there'll be open competition. And who knows who will win the starting job.
I think people are more, real quick here, not to cut you up, I think more people are worried about putting 2 checks together back-to-back to help make sure that you actually have a job in this working world nowadays. And this COVID thing, and I don't want to say it helped the team post-Brady, but it makes you think about a hell of a lot of other things than, oh, my God, what are we going to do post-Brady that, well, fans are turning because you signed. People don't, like, you don't even know.
It helped the Red Sox. Didn't help the Patriots. Listen to me. There's no lack of interest or hype around any NFL team, especially the Patriots. They didn't bring in Cam Newton to generate interest in the sport.
I agree.
Or the team.
They don't need that.
Stop. No, they don't.
They got Cam Newton because of the deal.
And even if they did, though, as long as Bill Belichick is there, I don't think they're bringing in players to increase the chatter amongst the team. I think the Patriots oftentimes would actually relish a little less talk about the team and just appreciation, which is not going to happen, but that's probably what they would choose. We're going to get back to the NBA here in a moment. Chris in Hartford has been on hold. He's got something on Jason Tatum. I want to get your thoughts on the food and the accommodations down there in the bubble, though, because you missed out on commenting on that last week, so we'll give you a chance to catch up on that as we continue here. Joe Murray with the Hub Headlines here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah. Well, the fact that he might remember this. This was what they used on TV 38 with Bob Montgomery and Sean McDonough. Great duo.
It's a good song. Quick Celtics update in terms of practice before we go to the phones here.
Ton of stuff going on right now. Brad Stevens talking to the media saying that the first game in Orlando, they like playing Milwaukee first. They like the challenge and that they're going to find out a lot about themselves. The other thing is Kemba Walker will practice full on Wednesday. He didn't practice today. They have tomorrow off.
All right.
And then one other thing I thought that was important, Torrey Krug spoke to the media regarding the new CBA, said it's a good deal for the players, but as far as reaching a new deal with the Bruins, he's putting off those thoughts until the offseason.
Good man.
Well, I think he's putting them off. I think the Bruins are putting him off. I think, you know, a lot of people are going to find themselves in that situation here.
But I'll tell you though, that new CBA.
A lot of people dealing with that right now. Yeah, I understand that your personal services contract is coming up, but we got bigger fish to fry right now.
And one last thing, current odds courtesy of Bet Online. The Red Tails 3-1 to be the next name of the Washington franchise, followed by the Generals, the Warriors,
no,
Presidents, Red Wolves, and Lincolns.
Weren't the Generals a USFL team?
Won't they? Yes, Washington Generals. Yes. Yeah,
so they're not going to do that.
Won't they? Won't they get hammered if it's the Warriors?
Yes.
It's like going right down. Like, we're not going to be the Redskins. We're going to be the Warriors.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
It's going to be Red Tails.
You want to get away from that?
Something we haven't heard yet. Let's go to Chris in Hartford. He's got something on Jason Tatum here. Chris, thank you for your patience. What's up?
Hey, Hardy, great job. I am so impressed, man. I'm so happy for you, bro. You are running this thing so smooth. Your voice is so smooth. You are doing it, bro. You really are.
Thank you.
You really are. Hey, Zoe, welcome back from vacay, bro. Hope you had a great one.
I did.
Now, listen, great. Now, about the Celtics, I actually think they could really, really run this because of the continuity of the organization, Stevens, and just the team, the guys on the team. Now, the biggest factor, you guys were talking about it about an hour ago, with Tatum, it was a huge decision to leave his son, okay? And you can see it on his face. But once he made that decision, he's not going into the bubble to lose. If he's going to be away from his son, guess what? He is going to do everything possible and get that mean on look on, and you can see it on his face already. He is going to put on a show. But this call really is for Joseph, Hey, Joseph, I never really talked to you. Talked to you once probably about the NFL draft. Hey, buddy, let me ask you a question.
Oh, boy.
You've been watching basketball. You're on the sports show, right?
Hey, buddy.
Jason Tatum is about 6'8", 6'9", wingspan, 6'11". I want you to name, got about an hour left before Felger and Maz come on, buddy. I want you to name one other guy that size that dribbles the ball better than Tatum in NBA history.
I don't know, Paul Jones.
I want you to name
Magic
that
Johnson.
Joseph, because guess what? You don't know what you're talking
Magic
about.
Johnson.
I don't know what I'm talking
Magic
about.
Magic Johnson.
I love when people come
Magic
law.
Johnson. Magic Johnson.
I mean, Steph Curry. I mean, Steph Curry's not 6'8", but I don't know. Paul George is pretty good.
Magic Johnson.
Do you know who Paul George is? He's a better defender than Jason Tatum. Better defender than him. And Paul George is pretty good. Listen, Jason Tatum, do people think I'm a hater on Jason Tatum? He's 21
years old.
Yeah,
it's starting to come across.
The thing is, he's just not ready. He can't defend the four. He plays the power forward position. He will grow into a power forward someday. He cannot cover Al Horford in the post. Now, they can switch. They can put him on a three. They can do that. All I'm saying is, he's 22. He's not a top 10, 15 player in the league right now. Only good players win the championship. He is not a good player yet, a great player yet. They need him to be a great player to win. He is not.
See, I think he has every mark and every I have every indication that he is going to be one of those, like, first breath guys when you're talking about the stars in the league, right? And here where, you know, people are already doing it around the league, it's going to get to that point. My point in this and why, you know, Beadle and I went back and forth on this is I said, you don't have to give him the contract just yet. He said, when do you give it to him? I said, can we just see how he looks when they restart? I know he had a plateau year last year. Last season was, we didn't see the ascension. At least I didn't see the ascension that I wanted to out of Jason Tatum. Certainly saw it this year, but yeah. The year wasn't complete. I just look, and a couple weeks in Orlando is gonna help you make up your mind, Hardy. Yep, that's all I need. And if he looks like the same Jason Tatum he looked like going back to, you know, call it November through March. Absolutely, sign him up. I'm ready. I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I just want to see a tiny bit more. Yeah, just a tiny bit more.
I also think Ben Simmons is a better ball handler, taller than Jason Tatum. If we're just going by ball handlers, he's a very good ball handler. The Celtics need Jason Tatum to be a star. They need him to be a star. Right now, he is not. You only win with stars in the NBA. Do they have a chance? Yes. Have they played the Clippers and Lakers tough? Absolutely.
Oh, to be fair to Tatum, I mean, he was trending that way prior to the stoppage here, right?
I mean, yeah.
He was playing at an MVP-type level.
Just let me see it.
So, I mean, the trend was there.
Let me see the incline was there.
But I don't mean to sabotage your show, but he's not Kawhi Leonard. He's not LeBron James. He's not Anthony Davis. He's not James Harden. Like, he's none of those players. He's just not.
That's fair.
Those are the guys who win. Pascal Siakam
is a
good player. Who won a championship last year? I don't even know if he's that.
Would you take him or Giannis right now? Take Tatum at 22.
Tatum or Giannis? Take Giannis.
Adam,
are we even kidding here?
Adam on Adam and Lowell has something on this. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey guys, I agree. I'd love me some Jason Tatum, but like the green teamers just say he's already like a top 10 player in the league. They're wrong. He could be, but he's not right now. He could be, but what drives me crazy is when they go, see, you got a guy like Ben Simmons is clearly better. Oh, Ben Simmons, the guy who can't shoot and is already having back problems. Please,
Jason
Tatum is better than Ben Simmons. Thanks, guys.
Well, just in terms of the ball handling, and he clarified
ball handler. Yeah. That's what Joe did. He clarified ball handler.
Yeah,
a better ball handler.
I think Ben
Simmons obviously has issues.
I think Paul George is a better ball handler. I think there are better ball handlers. He's good.
Zoe, did you see the photos of the food and the accommodations down there in Orlando?
I got so upset. I saw it. I got so upset.
What?
So I felt,
why
you know,
were you
I felt
upset?
Like, I felt like I was on that West Palm Beach Delta flight where I could have purchased one of those in-flight meals. And I don't buy this crap for one second that this is what these guys are eating. I don't. And I was on you guys with it on our text chain, and Beadle is more in line with it. I'm thinking like they're getting the food that they need. Do you know the calories these guys burn in one day? These NBA guys,
it's got to be hundreds.
Does it look like they have enough calories and carbohydrates there? Like all of a sudden they can't get Gatorade bottles, or they can't get their protein shakes, or they can't get their egg white omelets. Come on, give me a break. Give me a break. You're staying in one of the finest resorts in the world, okay? You mean to tell me that with the NBA money or the NFL money, you can't go disinfect or single out a single kitchen at, okay, say the Grand Floridian, okay? You can't. They probably have like 50 kitchens there. You mean you can't pay a company to come in and disinfect that kitchen five times a day if you have to, because we're going to serve these guys the gourmet spreads that they need in a private ballroom downstairs for each individual team.
So
give me a break.
So you made a lot out of the accommodations there as a Disney aficionado.
Even yes.
You haven't been there in 15 years.
Grand Floridian's the best, yes.
Okay, all right. Nobody really wants to hear any complaining about people who are working right now or NBA players. It's just, you know, I would say the mood of the general public is not one that is receptive to whining right now.
Yeah.
Having said that, the photo that Rondo showed of his room, when I looked at it, I said, it is kind of a crappy room. I mean, it's
what's that new one, that Destino or whatever that is?
I don't know. I don't know where
that's off campus, bro. That's not Disney.
He had that mirror on the wall type of thing going on. Mm-hmm. You know, the one long countertop that served as your desk, your microwave holder, your, you know, overflow toiletry type of. It didn't look. It's certainly not what these guys are used to on the road, and I'm sure that's what they were thinking.
Grand Floridian. They should have stayed at the Grand Floridian.
You know, you go on the road, you stay at the Four Seasons. You know, well, we'll be living for a month somewhere. What's it going to be like? Oh, not that nice. Not that nice. So that's why these guys were put off. And I got to say, I was a little surprised that they didn't have something a little bit more than that. That's all. That's what surprised me. I was not surprised at the MREs they were given when they first landed. It's like, here's some food just to get something in your stomach here for the first night. We'll figure out the food situation again tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, you didn't like the four individual cut up pieces of watermelon in a plastic container with a cap on it? You didn't like that?
It's the orange juice in that, you know, with the foil thing that you have to peel back. I'm like, oh, no, that always tastes odd.
Cheese tray with the little pokey thing that you could take out and has four raisins in there with the cheese and four little crackers. You don't like that?
I don't like unmelted cheese. That's one of my things about cheese.
Excuse me?
On a sandwich. No, if I'm going to be eating cheese, I prefer it to be melted. I don't like it.
I had one of the best charcuterie boards I've had in a while over break.
See, I don't enjoy a charcuterie board.
Oh, my God.
I don't even like cheese on a cold sandwich.
What about a roast beef, like a North Shore roast beef?
Is that cheese melted?
Melted cheese. Should be cheese whiz.
Yes. Cheese melted whiz. That would be melted.
But it's
so
more like they put it on a hot beef and it melts.
Okay. Oh, my God. Joe, I would love to take you to Pat's Steak down in Philly and have you eat as many steak and cheeses as you can. They put actual cheese whiz on it. That's unbelievable.
And I don't want cheese on my roast beef, my North Shore roast beef.
What? Really?
Nick's, King's, whatever. No, I want
about pickles?
No, I want the barbecue and horseradish and that's it. Hmm.
Pickles.
I do cheese and sauce, no mayo.
Okay.
You know Arby's guy, Joe?
Love Arby's, but I mean, I live on the North Shore now, so it's.
When's the last time you had one?
There used to be one on VFW Parkway in Worcester Roxbury, and it
what?
Left. There used to be one.
Where?
Where the Popeyes is now.
Had to have been a long time ago.
Yeah.
90s. 20 years, maybe?
I used to get a Big Montana. Came in its own case.
I bet you did.
In its own case?
I ate a lot of Big Montanas, though.
In its own case, did you say?
Came in its own little case cartridge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a cartridge?
Yeah, like, you know how you get, like, a baklava and, like, a case?
A cartridge of beef.
I don't know.
And you put it in your cassette deck?
I can't wrap my head around what a cartridge looks like from Arby's.
It's like you see a pie, and then you open it up, and it's in that little plastic with the buttons.
That's what the Big Montana came in.
That's
legit.
It was heavy.
I never had a Big Montana.
Google it.
I will. But we got to talk about what, I don't know if he ate last night. I don't know what was going on at the Kowloon last night, but Joe Murray is going to explain it to us next, so. Good times.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Last night in Saugus, there was a big happening. Not like the M. Night Shyamalan Mark Wahlberg movie. This was This was not a mysterious happening. This was something that was just all about good times and great feels, and Joe Murray was there.
I was there.
As a denizen of the Kowloon.
Yep, a neighbor of the Kowloon as well.
What happened last night? They've been doing something in the parking lot at the Kowloon that allows them to serve people food because they're treating it like a drive-in, right?
They had the freaking platters there two Thursdays ago.
Right. That's right.
Went there two Thursdays ago. But last night I was invited to the Kowloon Car Hop.
What do you mean?
What?
Was it an invitation-only type of event?
Yeah, you have to get online and buy your tickets.
Unless you're VIP.
So I got an invite because I'm a fan of Grease. I actually was once in a Grease play.
What?
I sang Beauty School Dropout.
You were Frankie Valli?
That's right.
Shut up.
Eighth grade where Zoe came to my school, I think.
Beauty School Dropout.
When I was in fifth grade, a Patriots player was coming to Sacred Heart in Roslindale. Scott Zolak game.
T-Bone, could you cue up a little karaoke version of Beauty School Dropout and see if Joe Murray could still pull that off for us? But go ahead.
So, yeah, so last night I went to the Kowloon, got my beach chairs. You walk in and they have a little turf area. So you can either sit in your car.
What kind of beach chair you sit in?
I bought an...
What do you got, futon?
No, I bought a DXL chair for the beach. $89. Yeah. Listen. It's a big one there, Zo.
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, he said beach chair. I've broken three beach chairs over break. So
I broke one yesterday.
They don't. Hey, you go job lot. They look great and all. You buy one.
Those beach chairs out on those beach chairs. Especially you. You got to get a big guy, man. You got to go with the big Montana of beach chairs, dude.
Comes in its own cartridge.
Especially you're just sitting there. I mean,
that's right. So
okay.
So the
deal is. You get the invite, you show up in the Kowloon parking lot, you take your beach chairs out in the parking lot, and what do you face them toward? What was happening?
There is a 40-foot movie screen at the Kowloon.
Hardy, the Wonger stuck three of those storage containers on top of each other. You know the big cork, you know those big... Like Eagle storage
like
containers.
Like Eagle leasing.
Yes. He put three of them on top. They covered it with this massive white tarp. That's his movie screen, man. It is huge.
It's amazing. And the thing is, all right, so you can go to the drive-in. I know I'm friends with Andy. I get nothing out of this. Like everyone's doing them now. Everyone's doing them. This was their idea first. The thing is, it's more of a boutique, I would say. More intimate setting. You can either sit in your car.
It's a boutique.
So Joe.
A boutique.
Joe, based on some of the photos over the last 2 weeks, it sort of caters to the older crowd, right?
Well, last night the blue hairs definitely were out last night.
Okay, so and to be fair, Andy Wong has trademarked the Chinese restaurant turned drive-in movie theater boutique style atmosphere.
Correct.
Are there girls in poodle skirts there? Like, do you have a milkshake van or something?
No, there is a. So you order your food online, and then a car hop. A man on a bike.
He's not on roller skates. Is he on roller skates?
No, they have a bike.
Stop. Does he have leather pants?
Stop.
So wait a minute.
Stop.
The man can't walk out with food.
Stop. You order your food online. Do you have to put your license plate in?
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you mean you don't know? You went there last night.
I ordered the food and it comes around. Some guy delivers it on a bike.
Why is he on a bike?
Because it's a car hop. That's what they do.
Car hops don't ride bikes.
You either have the choice to get up and go to a concession stand or they
do. Is he on a unicycle? Like, is he on a unicycle where it's entertaining?
It's a bicycle. With a wagon in the back there.
Oh, so you got like the Manny Ramirez bike he brought to camp that one day, the big tricycle.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so you don't have to get up, which I love.
Delivery.
Drinks, awesome.
Table for two. Same guy on the bike bringing the drinks?
Yes.
Shane McMahon, table for two.
I don't get it.
It's amazing. It was. I had a blast. It was fun. I was singing.
What do you mean you don't get it?
Get it.
It's like,
yes.
Your big truck.
It's catchy. Like, okay, we can't eat the way we used to be able to eat. So we're going to do something creative in our parking lot. And Andy and his family had enough wherewithal to throw down. It's like there's like fake grass down, right, Joe? Like AstroTurf, right?
Yeah. It's a piece of turf.
Turf.
You can either sit in your truck.
Yeah,
and
party tables.
He can hit this tailgate if he wants.
Who's the guy on the bike?
I don't know his name.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Elroy.
Know.
Does he have
Francisco?
Does he have everybody's food or just yours?
Just mine last night, but it's a big, I think they have two bites. Wagon. They might have two bites.
It's a big bite.
Hervé.
It was a great experience, and
did they start the movie at an appointed time?
Dusk. So it was about 8:45, I'd say.
But anybody throw tomatoes at the screen?
And you watched the movie Grease.
Got there at 7:30, ordered food, got drinks first, the food came, movie started.
Now,
boom.
Let me ask you this. You can't, you can show a movie to your friends, but to do so in like a business setting, is he like licensed to show these movies?
Yes, Andy? I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a pretty buttoned up guy. Oh, yeah. I mean, he does things by
they
the book.
Some pretty big partners as well this year.
I don't know. Ooh. I don't watch a lot.
Big, right?
Ooh, oh, yeah. Oh, so they're like a co-sponsor of this whole
alcohol
thing.
Beverage places.
Wow, are they?
Or do you go look at the official invite? He's got all the sponsors on the bottom.
Are they doing these every week, once
a
month?
So I don't want to spoil, but they did Jurassic Park. Imagine hearing that with that sound system on Route 1.
Can you hear everything? Because yes. The old drive-ins, you have to put the speaker inside the window,
so you can hear everything when you're not in your vehicle.
Okay.
Star Wars?
Now, listen, I'm finally getting a vacation week coming up here in a couple of more weeks, right? Yep. Out of our list of things to do, one of the things, there's a list going on the fridge, things that, you know, people want to do. And everyone in my house except me is on board with a drive-in movie. I'm like, I don't want to, I remember going to a drive-in as a kid and it sucked. And I've talked to people who have been to them and they said, yeah, it's just like you remember, it sucks. This sounds great. Can you get me an invite?
Done.
Yes.
All right.
Done. I'll get it.
I'll give you the date. Done. I'll tell you the date we want to go. It's Sunday nights always, though, right?
Yep. Sunday nights, Friday and Saturday, no. But every other night, I believe.
You order your food online. Do you have to put your license plate in?
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you mean you don't know? You went there last night.
I ordered the food and it comes around. Some guy delivers it on a bike.
Why is he on a bike?
Because it's a car hop. That's what they do.
Car hops don't ride bikes.
You either have the choice to get up and go to a concession stand. Or
is he on a unicycle? Like, is he on a unicycle where it's entertaining?
A bicycle with a wagon in the back there.
Oh, so you got like the Manny Ramirez bike he brought to camp that one day, the big tricycle.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so you don't have to get up, which I love.
Delivery.
Drinks, awesome.
Table for two. Same guy on the bike bringing the drinks?
Yes.
Shane McMahon, table for two.
I don't get it.
It's amazing. I had a blast. It was fun. I was singing.
What do you mean you don't get it?
Get it.
It's like,
get your big truck.
It's catchy. Like, okay, we can't eat the way we used to be able to eat. So we're going to do something creative in our parking lot. And Andy and his family had enough wherewithal to throw down. It's like, there's like fake grass down, right, Joe? Like AstroTurf, right?
Yeah. It's a piece of turf. You can either sit in your truck.
Yeah.
And Hardy can hit this tailgate if he wants.
Who's the guy on the bike?
I don't know his
What's his name?
I don't know.
Elroy.
Does he have
Francisco.
Does he have everybody's food or just yours?
Just mine last night, but
it's a big,
I think
a
they have two bites.
Wagon.
They might have two bites.
It's a big bite.
Hervé.
It was a great experience. And
did they start the movie at an appointed time?
Dusk. So it was about 8:45, I'd say.
Has anybody thrown tomatoes at the screen?
And you watched the movie Grease.
Got there at 7:30, ordered food, got drinks first, the food came, movie started.
Now,
boom.
Let me ask you this. You can't, you can show a movie to your friends, but to do so in like a business setting, is he like licensed to show these movies?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a pretty buttoned up guy. Yeah. I mean, he does things by
the
book.
Some pretty big partners as well this year.
I don't know. Ooh. I don't watch a lot.
Big, right?
Ooh, oh, yeah. Oh, so they're like a co-sponsor of this whole
alcohol
thing.
Beverage places.
Wow. Are they?
Or do you go look at the official invite? He's got all the sponsors on the bottom.
Are they doing these every week? Once a month?
So I don't want to spoil, but they did Jurassic Park. Imagine hearing that with that sound system on Route 1.
Can you hear everything? Because the old drive-ins, you have to put the speaker inside the window,
so you can hear everything when you're not in your vehicle.
Okay.
Star Wars?
Now, listen, I'm finally getting a vacation week coming up here in a couple of more weeks, right? Yep. Out of our list of things to do, one of the things, there's a list going on the fridge, things that, you know, people want to do. and everyone in my house except me is on board with the drive-in movie. I'm like, I don't want to, I remember going to a drive-in as a kid and it sucked. And I've talked to people who have been to them and they said, yeah, it's just like you remember, it sucks. This sounds great. Can you get me an invite?
Done.
Yes.
All right.
Done. I'll get it.
I'll give you the date.
Done.
I'll tell you the date we want to go. It's Sunday nights always, though, right?
Yep, Sunday nights. Friday and Saturday, no. But every other night, I believe.
Every other night?
Dude, the Kowloon doesn't need
Sunday
to do...
Sunday through Thursday?
They don't need to do movies on Friday and Saturday nights.
Are they
so
doing
busy.
Them every other night of the week?
They're doing them like, I think there's Wednesday this week.
What?
Yeah, I think it's every
All right,
other
I'll
night.
Give you the I'll give you the week that we would like to attend, and I'll take what I, you know, whatever I can get.
I'd incorporate dressing up as to what flick is being shown.
Oh, my God, right?
Thought about that.
Like, I don't watch a lot of TV with my wife, but I watch Grease with her because she gets mad at me because I always ask questions to what we're watching because I never keep up with whatever series, whether it's Below Deck or...
You can't follow the plot
Housewives,
of Grease?
Housewives of... Yes. No, I can follow the plot of Grease because we've seen it like 8 million times, but I'll sit there and watch it and we have fun watching it together. It's one of the few movies we watch together.
Well, you're talking about dressing up. Does she dress up like Olivia Newton-John?
Oh, my God, it'd be over.
Dude, I got to tell you, Olivia Newton-John watching it all over again last night when she wants to change things up with Frenchie at the end.
I have two.
Oof.
Oh, all right.
Oh, so, starts smoking cigarettes. And
I'm guessing that Mr.
Shoulder.
Zolak dresses up as Olivia Newton-John at the end of the movie as opposed to the beginning of the movie. Is that correct?
I like both.
Okay. So you like the poodle skirt and the leather pants?
Yeah.
Okay. Two things. Number one, do we have a karaoke version of Beauty School Dropout that Joe can sing to? All right, Joe.
Yeah.
I want you to practice that. I don't want to put you on the spot. I want to give you a chance to, like, next commercial break, do a dry run, and then maybe at 1:36 you can actually give us the rendition. How's that?
I can't wait.
Okay, that's number one. Number two.
That's great.
John Travolta in that movie.
Oh.
What he looks like now? And by the way, bad news today.
Oh my God.
Rest in peace, Kelly Preston. Is there an actor who has a more jarring transformation from what he looked like then to what he looks like now? I have someone in that category that I would like to submit as an option. But what?
Morgan Freeman.
No. Morgan Freeman looks like Morgan Freeman.
He looked like Red in whatever role he played.
Exactly. No, Morgan Freeman's. But there are some jarring transformations in the acting world, so I'd like your thoughts on that. All right?
Okay.
Oh, and some Celtics calls. All right, all coming up here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.